Welcome back to More Than Money in QR Calgary. I'm joined with Leanna. This is a very interesting one. New Year's resolutions have come out. Many people say, I want to be in better financial shape. What the heck does that mean?
Well, it's resolution season, and you get everything from a financial resolution to save more money to maybe you've gone on holiday for the Christmas season and you're getting back to work in January and going, I don't necessarily want to do this anymore. Like, I think it's maybe time to retire. So a lot of people, I think, are thinking at this point, where do I even start planning, whether it's saving more, whether it's cleaning up debt, whether it's looking for more effective investments, whether it's maybe just making a plan to retire in the near term.
I think at this point in time of the year, when people make their New Year's resolution, they sit down with professionals like us and they tell us about the tasks they want to do. Mm-hmm. I want to pay off my debt. I want to save more money. I think people need to start looking at, what does it mean? What does it mean if you pay off your debt? What does it mean if you start saving more money? And I think if they sit down with professionals, or they're going through them themselves, let's start with, what does everything mean for you? A lot of Canadians have approached us in the first 10 days of the year saying, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I want to retire. What does retirement mean to you? Are you just frustrated because you're in a job you don't like? Or are you literally done working and you want to live off your savings? Mm-hmm. Those are two different things.
Absolutely. And this week it's particularly bad, you know, when it's minus 30, minus 40 out with the wind chill, and you're going, I could be sitting on a beach somewhere. I'm getting close to retirement age. Why am I still doing this? I think that's a question that comes up for a lot of people.
And I think this is the time where, when you start to dig in a bit more and find out, what does it mean? But here are some questions I have for you. When you look at some of the key issues that you've been hearing in the first 10 days alone, the first 10 days of the calendar year, what are some of the key takeaways or meanings that people want to achieve? What do they want to achieve when they're saying, I have a certain task I want to achieve?
Well, for most people, I think it's a sense of security. That's really what money means to them ultimately. Whether it's, I want to have less debt, so it's, I'm not worried about somebody taking money from me, a creditor trying to take money from me, not beholden to somebody, not have some freedom in that case. Freedom comes with the requirement for security. Mm-hmm. Same thing when you're looking at retirement, when you're looking at saving more. It's really to give you the keys to additional freedom so that you can do other things in your life than what you're currently doing, and not have some other impetus, whether it's, I need a paycheck every month coming from an employer because I don't necessarily have enough saved to retire. What does that number even look like? All of those things really boil down to a sense of security that people need in order to have the freedom to do other things with their lives.
I think you've nailed the session I just had on Thursday with a couple who sat down with me, shared with me their financial situation. And I asked the question, what does it mean to you when you retire? And those two words came out from them, one from each of the partners. One was looking at the retirement and the plan and the strategy to be something that provides them security. The other one wanted the freedom to do. And I think when you start going down a path and you start to figure out those are what you're trying to achieve, now you can drill down, what does security look like? Mm-hmm. And for this individual, security was, I don't have to worry about running out of money. Mm-hmm. If I want to buy a car, I don't have to worry about running out of money. If I have to fix my house, I don't have to worry about running out of money. Because the paycheck, it feels that they're receiving in retirement, that is dwindling from their nest egg.
Yeah.
Not that it's a paycheck.
No, and it's difficult to watch that number go down as you take money out of your savings. Canadians are so, we get the message all of the time, you need to save more, you need to save more. It's very difficult to start drawing from that. That's taking that sense of security away to watch that number go down as you're withdrawing from it. So that's difficult for a lot of people to think about. I also think it's interesting that they identified both freedom and security as part of that, because they're kind of two routes to the same place. There's kind of an answer for both of those things that stems from the same thing. And that's a plan. Both freedom and security are addressed by knowing what your direction is, what it looks like, and being able to be flexible or create strategy around that, that's the comfort and also the place where you get freedom from that, having that plan and having that structure.
Here's something that our industry has done to try to tackle the issue of freedom and security, which you clearly articulate how it all leads to the same destination. They've created financial products to act as if it's going to help you with your security and your freedom. Mm-hmm. They create financial products that provide some sort of output, and the output's financial, and therefore you're going to have your security and freedom. This is where I have a hard time. I bang my head against the wall saying, why does our industry continue to do that? Well, I'm not that dumb, so I think I can figure out that they're in the business of selling financial products. But what about the concept of building a proper structured plan and a strategy around it? You can calculate how much you need to retire very easily. You can plug in some numbers to see what's the amount of money you need saved in order to reach the income using certain assumptions. Very easy to do, free online, no problem. But that's not strategy. That's calculation. Walk me through your view when you've been talking to in the first 10 days of this calendar year. What are some of the strategies that people need to look at in order to reach that security and freedom that they're thriving through?
Well, the strategy really comes down to, as you mentioned, it starts with what your goals are. And then we have to build out a financial strategy. And that's not just what investments you're buying on a given day or when you're selling them. That's definitely part of it, but there's also, you need to think about taxes. You need to think about how much is going to your tax bills and whether or not you can reduce that in a way within the tax code. Are you overpaying there? You can look at strategies for saving and investing that are perhaps outside of your portfolio. Whether those are physical assets, you need to actually look at your entire situation to build it all into your strategy. Then you come to the point where you actually build out your investment strategy. And that's a whole other piece. I know you could talk at length on that piece, but that requires a structure and it requires discipline to stick to. And that's one thing that I think, similar to any New Year's resolution that you put in place, discipline is the one thing that is the most challenging thing for people to stick to when it comes to their financial strategies.
Leanna, have you ever gone backpacking?
I have, yes.
Where'd you go?
To the mountains.
Okay. You're backpacking to the mountains. What did you pack?
You pack everything that you need to survive for the few days that you're gone.
Yeah.
And then you try and take out as much as you possibly can.
It is very interesting when people are planning for their retirement that they're not looking at it as the journey that they have to pack for. Mm-hmm. But they're looking for the destination of the mountains. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where in this new year, let's start packing for everything that could happen. That's the planning, the strategy, the approach. And then when you get to the mountains, in retirement, it's not a destination. There's still different parts of the mountain that require different items in your backpack, mm-hmm. not only for survival, but to have enjoyment as well.
That's right.
I think that's where we need to head towards. Again, we're going to be having a conversation about this at our upcoming seminar. When is the next seminar we're going to have, Leanna?
It's on Tuesday, January 23rd at 7 p.m. in person at the Country Hills Golf Club. Now, we are almost at capacity, so please register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
We are almost at capacity. Make sure you register for this because this is the one that we're going to set off for the whole year that will help individuals reach their financial goals. On behalf of Leanna and myself, thank you for joining us on QR Calgary and More Than Money.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.